Hey everyone, welcome to the Conscious Resistance Network. My name is Derek Brose, and today I have a video that I think is going to be important, relevant for some of you, especially if you're anybody out there who cares about solutions, which I hope more and more people in my audience are focused on solutions. But I know some of you are still caught up on the same old traps, continuing to watch all the channels that just give you the bad news of the day and fill you with despair and defeatism and lack of action and analysis paralysis and all the hang-ups and the traps that we can fall into, which, by the way, if you go to theconsciousresistance.com, which is my website right here, and search traps, let's just see if it shows up. Watch out for these three traps on your path to liberation. I put this video out in September 2021 while I was on tour. I highly encourage you to go back and listen to that if you want to look out for some of those traps I'm discussing. But the main purpose of today's video is to talk about the Freedom Cell Network. As you can see here, freedomcells.org. We're going to get into that in just a moment. And it's titled, You're Doing Freedom Cells Wrong, which I think there probably are plenty of you, quote unquote, doing it wrong because of a few things. So we're going to talk about that. But first, again, the website, bookmark theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, this is where I've been doing my content for over a decade now. Books, documentaries, podcasts, interviews, news reports, all kinds of stuff can be found here, broken down by category, investigations, documentaries, books. You can learn more about agorism, my speeches, my presentations. You can sign up for our independent journalism course at TCRU, which we launched just last year, and there will be more courses coming up this year. You can also support us by checking out this Above Phone webinar. Learn about the Above Phone, get off big tech. You can take our little poll over here on the right hand side, and it's called What Are Your Exit and Build Goals for 2023? Lots going on the website, so I encourage you to check that out and learn more. Now, you'll see right here on the front page, this is an interview that Miriam, my lovely partner, did with James Corbett, our friend, just a couple of days ago on his Solutions Watch. You can see the full episode at Corbett Report. Here, I'll go ahead and click on this, open it up. I have cut out the relevant interview, a relevant part of the interview that relates to our community. And you see this picture right here? That's the land that we're trying to buy right there. That's the Conscious Agora. You can see the part of the land. This is where the village is going to go, this open flat space. And you can also find links to the newly launched theconsciousagora.com, which I'm super excited about. We're going to be improving on this. Everything and anything, for the most part. There's still more details we'll make public soon. But everything we have publicly available, including the original three chapters from my book, Manifesto of the Free Humans, which can explain to you all about the purpose and the goal of this community, can be found at theconsciousagora.com. All right, so again, this is on Corbett Report, Building Community Solutions Watch. I uploaded it to my channels. It's here. And I noticed a couple of comments, though, that I want to go over. These videos are sometimes fun, you know, commenting on the comments. But let's just get into it. Building Community Solutions Watch on James Corbett's Odyssey channel, and of course on his BitChute, which, oh my God, BitChute is the worst place ever. Honestly, sometimes I contemplate taking all of my content off of BitChute because of how horrendous the commenters on. There's people here who are probably some of the most miserable people I've ever interacted with. I mean, that's just the vibe they give off. I'm sure they claim and believe that they're happy, but people who spend their time on BitChute downvoting videos and coming in to make hateful comments or just talking about the Jews or stuff like that, guys, I'm pretty sure you're probably miserable and you probably don't even realize it. Anyways, though, in these two places, there was some comments that I think are worth dissecting. And this is mainly because these are comments that we hear pretty often in the Freedom Cell Network. Namely, somebody comes here to freedomcells.org, they make the effort to sign up and create a profile, which is the most basic, low-tier thing you can do. That's like, it requires very little effort to join the website. So people come here. I don't even know if you guys actually read the information. What are Freedom Cells? What do we do? How to get involved? Here's the benefits of it. Have you heard about the Freedom Cell Network? Have you actually looked at our principles here? Why the number 8? Here's the principles. Decentralized, local, solutions-focused. Nonviolent and apolitical. And yet some people will come on Freedom Cell Network and start posting about politics or try to incite violence or just talk about the problems. Or they don't realize that the whole goal is to meet people in your local area in a decentralized fashion. So let me show you some of these comments, and then we'll go over how to actually do freedom cell, since apparently there's a lot of people who don't understand it. Excuse me while I scroll down here. Okay, so here's one, for example, and I'm not talking shit necessarily to the people who made these comments. Some of them seem to get it. Others are just, again, they're just trolls or just talking shit. I joined Freedom Cells, then I reached out to five other people within an hour or so of me. Never got everyone together. People were out of town or maybe not all that serious about it. So as I told them, sometimes people are not serious or ready, but what I would encourage you to do is to start a cell for your area if there's not an existing one. This way, others like you who are looking for people will find and message you. And what I mean by that is sometimes people come on here. If you're not familiar, once you join the Freedom Cells website, you get access to this dashboard, you get your public profile, all that fun stuff. There's almost 38,000 people on this website now. And if you're looking to meet like-minded people, why wouldn't you join? So there's a lot going on here. I'm going to just zoom out a little bit. On the left-hand side, you see the maps. You see these cell maps and members maps. This is what they're talking about. So the person may have come here. Maybe they joined one time, right? And they got excited. They saw an interview about Freedom Cells. And they came here and say they're from Philadelphia. And then they were like, yes, oh my God, I'm going to find Freedom Cell members. Oh, here's your roles. They're going to put, I'm a permaculturist, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm ready to meet in person. Show me everybody within 15 miles that is similar, right? Or a similar interest, or that it fits that categories. People who will meet in person, people who are within 15 miles of Philly. And here you go. Let's zoom in here. Here, let's boom up the map. So here's the map. Now, the way this works, of course, is the more you zoom in, the more you see. So the closer you get, you start to see there's two people here in Philly listed like in downtown. Justin, who was active 4 months ago. He's a natural builder, construction, entrepreneur, activist. He's interested in building, replacing government lies with the truth. He'll meet in person. He'll join local events. He's ready to join community land. I mean, this guy might not have been on 4 months, but that's somebody who's worth messaging. Efrata, this is another person. They've got experience as a general contractor with 3D modeling. I mean, this person's got a lot of cool skills. I would check out their profile if I lived in this area. But let's go a little wider and see. You can see there's somebody over here. This is Don Clark, 6 months ago. You could message him. But you see, there's not a whole lot of people in this particular area. There's someone else here further north in Norristown. But you could make the effort if you wanted to and message all these people, because hey, those are the people you got to start with, right? That's one step. But what people do is they come here and maybe they see this, oh, Jeff hasn't been on in 2 months, this guy hasn't been on in 6 months, this guy hasn't been on in 4 months, and then they message them. And as this person over here said, I reached out to five other people and then nothing happened, right? And then they just move on. And then they come online and they complain like, oh, Derek and John are full of shit. Freedom Cells doesn't work. I tried to put a Freedom Cell together and nothing happened. Guys, you're not getting it. You are doing Freedom Cells wrong. If all you do is come join the website, you're doing it wrong. If you join the website and you add your location, which we never ask for a home address. So if you live in Philly, you wouldn't want to put your home address, but maybe you click Yeadon or South Philly or something like that, and you put a dot there so people know generally where you're at. But that's still low level engagement and investment. Okay, you've joined the website, congratulations. And you added yourself to the map, congratulations. But if you don't see anybody in your area that appeals to you, maybe you search cells, right? So I searched for members and I didn't see too many people in the Philly area. So let's do it again. Let's come here to the cell map. And let's imagine that I search this cell map and there's nobody there as well, which could be the case. So then what happens is people, again, they just complain on the line online. John, Derek, I went and joined your website and it's stupid. It sucks. Nobody's there. Nobody's in my area. I thought this Freedom Cell thing was going to help me. How come nobody's helping me? And they just complain as if it's our job to literally hold their hands to help them meet people. So here, now I'm searching the cell map, which will show you all groups within this area. Here's somebody 4 weeks ago, Southeast Pennsylvania homesteading. There's this one, the Liberty Trust. I think if we zoom in a little further, we'll get some more here. We got somebody created Philly just a week ago. This one, Aunt May's Sewing Circle. I don't know what that's about, but okay. SEPA. These are all different groups. You can click them and you can learn more about them. Here, let's just open up SEPA, see what the heck that is about. Free People of Southeast Pennsylvania. That makes sense. So you can see what their information is about and learn more about them. You can request access if you want to. My point here is you got to do more than just visit the website one time. So let's say that none of these cells appeal to you, or you realize there is a Freedom Cell in your area, but you don't like the way they organize their meetings or the way they gather events and do things. It's okay to create a new cell. In fact, if you join here, guys, and there's nobody in your area, then it's time to create a cell. Because guess what? There's going to be other people just like you who join, and they come search, and they probably live near you, and then they say, oh, I searched, and there's nobody near me. Ah, this website sucks. And then they never check it again. So you want to go to the network or to your profile and create a cell and create a brand new cell for your area. Again, we hear complaints, people saying, oh, there's a Freedom Cell in my area, but the guy who's running it, all he wants to do is talk about problems, or I think he's COINTELPRO because everybody's freaking paranoid, or he's rude, or just whatever. And that may be the case. Then start a new Freedom Cell. There's no monopoly on Freedom Cells within a specific location. And there's no rules against doing multiple Freedom Cells in one area if you don't like the way people are doing it. Let me go and show you another one of these kind of comments. I really admire Derek and find value and integrity in his approach. However, my experience with Freedom Cells has been frustrating. There just aren't people in my area that are interested in taking any tangible steps. And that could be true. This person said, I've had the same issue. I've met a few online, but they were all hippie woo-woo dreamers, whatever that means. But generally, you see how people are just kind of complaining and they're not like actually doing something. Like it's just, I went to the website and there's nothing there. How come it's not working for me? Same here. I can't get everyone together. It seems like they really aren't serious about it. And I said, be the serious one. Start a Freedom Cell in your area. Post up flyers in your town. Host a meeting. Don't give up if no one or only a couple people show up. It's going to take time. And this is what I'm saying. Like, I worked on Freedom Cells. I first heard about Freedom Cells from John Bush in 2016, 2015. I started doing Freedom Cells in Houston 2016 all the way till 2019 pretty much. And there were times when it's slow going. If you've ever been involved in an activist group, which I created an activist group back in 2010 that met for 7 years. And some of those months, guys, nobody shows up to a meeting, or very few people show up to a meeting, right? Sometimes you host a meeting and you get 40, 50, 60 people, and it's like, yes, this is amazing. Awesome things are happening. Other times, you don't get so much traction. But that doesn't mean you give up. I feel like what people are doing is they're going to the Freedom Cell website. They're automatically expecting there to be a bunch of people there, like-minded people waiting for them, and then for somebody to hold their hand and just take care of business for them. Guys, we are a proactive movement. That is not going to happen. So here, I asked this person, I appreciate the support because they were saying they thank you and this. And I said, let me ask you, have you actually set up a meeting? Have you established a Freedom Cell for your area? Have you put up flyers promoting it? Freedom Cells is a proactive movement. It's not a wait for others. And if they don't come, complain, it's somehow our fault. And I told them I'd actually like to hear the steps you've taken. And they said that they had taken some steps and this and that. And they didn't really seem that interested in my advice. But I did tell them, look, the reality is because COVID has quote unquote calmed down, there are a lot of people who last year were thinking about solutions and last 2 years who are now just focused on going home. Like maybe they came to Mexico or they started looking to get land and do this and that. But now that things are slowing down or calming down, they just want to go back to normal, right? I mean, have you guys seen this? This has at least been my experience. And again, there's another person. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here's another one. It says, nearest Freedom Cell member to me is 50 miles. I contacted them a couple times, but so far SFA, something, so far nothing. I don't know. Last time I looked at the map, nothing new. Do your own thing. And I said, have you created a cell so new people joining can find you? That's a big part of the picture I think lots of people are missing. You need to quote unquote plant a flag so others can find you. He said, well, I'm on the map, but I haven't thought about it for over a year. So maybe I should look into it again. You see that? Hasn't been on the website in a year, but comes here immediately complaining. And this one is not the worst comment, but they're just like, I hear you. I tried a couple times and nobody's doing anything. Nothing new. And then he recommends, do your own thing. Instead of working with people and coming together with like minds, just like, do your own thing. But then when I ask him, he's like, oh, I haven't been on in a year. So I don't know. And here's another one. You've got to be kidding me. I just looked up the website and none of their locations are within driving distance. So yeah, you should really talk for your luck. It's so easy to find people locally, my ass. It's like people get so upset. And like I said, and this person told them, set one up. What are you waiting for, guys? Stop waiting for it. If you think that this idea is like you're going to join the website and then John Bush or Derek Bros are going to hand you a bunch of community members, you don't get it. I don't think you get anything. As far as my work goes, if you're still looking to have your hand held, and I'm just going to be real, it's frustrating to have been promoting Freedom Cells now for almost a decade, and I'm so thankful we're about to pass 38,000 members on the website. The beautiful thing is some people do this on the website, some people do it on Telegram, some people do it on Matrix or other digital infrastructure. Some people just do it in the real world and they don't even use the website. Maybe they don't even call themselves Freedom Cells, but they take inspiration and they go do things. The people who are most serious, they're growing food, they're buying land, they're having meetups, they're having social events, they're homeschooling their kids, they're actually doing things. This is available to everyone out there right now. This is a free website, freedomcells.org. We don't get paid off this at all. In fact, we spend our own money. So all the idiots on BitChute who think this is just, oh, you know, they're just, it's just a grift. I've noticed that's the latest phrase people are saying. Everything I do is, some of these idiots on BitChute, it's a grift. He's just trying to get money. This is a totally free website that we spend our own money out of our pockets to run. And all we're trying to do is help people find like-minded people. Instead, the naysayers want to tell you, don't join Freedom Cells. It's a CIA honeypot. They're going to give away all your information, even though we tell you you can use a fake email, fake name, and fake address. Or, no, there's nobody on there. Might as well not even bother. Or what is the other one? Oh, so you think you can just organize community? Well, what happens when they spray your food with poison or when the government comes and turns you into Waco and kills you and this and that? It's like people would rather spend all day looking for problems and excuses than actually trying to figure out how to be proactive and the solutions. So I just want to shout out to the trolls, and I'll just be honest. I mean, there's a lot of idiots on BitChute. I'm not going to lie. They talk shit about me and about these projects, but they don't have any actual interest in solutions. And unfortunately, I see people liking their comments. It means that, you know, some of you out there are listening to these comments, and unfortunately, it seems like you're being influenced by some of these people who have nothing but just negative things to say. They have nothing positive to offer. And while myself, John Bush, Miriam, we're trying to build the Conscious Agora community, we're trying to proactively tell people about Freedom Cells and how people can get proactive in their lives, you got people who really just want to convince you that everything's screwed, there's no reason to bother, you might as well not even try. Anybody who's trying to organize Freedom Cells or buying land is just a grifter, they're just trying to get money out of you. It's sad, guys, it's sad. I really hope that those of you out there, though, who have heard my work or heard John Bush's work, and especially if you've tried Freedom Cells, if you've joined the website or you've joined a local Telegram group and you haven't had much success, try again, guys. This isn't a try one time thing and then move on with your life. That's not how activism works. That's not how solutions work. This is a continuously try. And I know some of you are working 60, 70 hours a week and you got day jobs and this and that. And the last thing you want to think about is like being an activist. But if you're realistically trying to find like-minded people in person, not just on the internet, because there's a real world out there, guys, and a lot of the internet people who just experience the freedom, truth, awakening movement, they just do so through the internet. And I think that's a big problem. There is a huge world out here of people who are waiting to connect with you. Go to local events, go to meetups, go to conferences, go to music, you know, festivals, truth festivals, and conscious events to meet other like-minded people. Tell them about the Freedom Cell Network. Also, we have actually, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Where would be the best place? We have actually, here, let me go to my account. We have actually created some new graphics for people to use. We need to add a page on the website for graphics or propaganda, but I posted it on my Freedom Cells profile a couple days ago. If you come here, let's go to my timeline. We have created new graphics to promote the Freedom Cells website. But also, for those who don't know, we have the Agora on here. The Agora itself is a place for you to list your services. You can do classified ads, so you can list services, you can put dating ads, you can all kinds of stuff. So let me just click through here. Let me open up a couple of these real quick. These are graphics that Miriam made Like I said, they promote the general freedom cells idea. Here's one: looking for like-minded people in your area? Want to find an activist group or community guard meetup? Use the Freedom Cell Network's maps to find people, groups, and cells. Here's another one we made. Want to share your services, products, and even dating ads with your local freedom community? The Freedom Cell Network Agora is a tool to coordinate the world's counter-economy. Connect with individuals to facilitate a private peer-to-peer exchange. Here's another version of that. So we're putting out these graphics, guys. We want you to promote, to print these out. And if you look at them, if you notice, let me just open this one again. There's space at the bottom for you to add a link to your local Freedom Cell. So right here, you could put Houston Freedom Cell. Here's our Telegram group. Here's our website link, whatever. We purposely left that space blank. Be proactive. Print out these flyers. Go put them up at coffee shops in your area. Pass them out at local events. If you don't promote your Freedom Cell, if you don't promote this idea, it's not going to grow. I'm out here doing interviews and videos and constantly promoting it. We're doing our part on our end to promote the Freedom Cell Network so that there's constantly a new flood of people. So if you checked one time and there wasn't a lot of people, check again a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later. And if it's been 6 months or a year since you've been here, guys, well, you probably haven't even used this website because we relaunched it in August of 2022 with brand new features and everything. So if it's been a while, come back to the website. Log back in, check your profile. Maybe you've got messages waiting for you. Check your area. Maybe there are new people. If you're not doing that, guys, if you're not being proactive, if you're not printing out flyers, if you're not creating a cell in your area, if you're not hosting events, you are doing Freedom Cells wrong. You do not understand what we're promoting. You do not get the focus or the solutions. That doesn't mean you're not welcome. I'm just saying, if you've tried to use Freedom Cells and you're complaining about it, but you haven't done any of those following steps, again, join the website, create a cell in your area if there isn't one already, or if you go to a meeting and you don't like the way they're doing things, create your own, put links, contact information, put a link to a Telegram group if you have both a Telegram group and a website group, make sure people can find you, host monthly meetups, and if nobody shows up or only one other person shows up, don't give up. Meet with that person. Keep growing. This is what you have to do. It's going to take effort and energy. I'm sorry if you think this is going to be easy. It's not. So please stop expecting everything to be handed to you. And to the naysayers who are going to naysay and talk shit and be defeatist no matter what, they think that they're being like practical or analytical, but really you're just saying bad things might happen one day in the future. And so instead of trying to make an effort, I'm just going to do nothing. That's what you're saying. Is it possible that we build the Freedom Cell Network, that I buy land and do the Conscious Agora, and then one day a bunch of bad people show up and try to kill us all or take away the land or do horrible things? Absolutely possible. Absolutely 100% possible. Does that mean that I'm going to do nothing and just assume bad things will happen so I shouldn't even try? Hell no. I'm going to work every day, even when the circumstances around me or the probability of success looks very, very dark and like I won't succeed, which is kind of what our situation is like. I love impossible odds. It doesn't mean I'm going to give up and not try just simply because we have challenges ahead. And if you can't handle that, if you aren't prepared for the challenges ahead, then I guess the Freedom Cell Network probably isn't the way for you. Go stand in a park, go complain on the internet, go do whatever you want. But if you're actually proactively trying to find people, organize, meet in real life, and change the world, then go to freedomcells.org, join, fill out your profile detailed as you want, check the maps for people and groups in your area, and if you don't find one, create one, host a meetup, start promoting it, get out there, get active, get into the real world, find other real world people. I promise you it'll change your life, and maybe even some of you black-pilled losers on BitChute might actually learn that there is hope out there and there is some positive things to do in our lives instead of just obsessing over the problems and just being black-pilled and talking shit about everything. So that's my rant slash video. Hopefully some inspiration in there about Freedom Cells. I'm just getting frustrated. I know John's frustrated and others. We're all frustrated within the Freedom Cell Network at seeing how many people don't quote-unquote get it. And if you don't get it, hopefully now you get it. All right, guys, that's it. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance Network. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.